6 CLX Mobile, Monica.
Non-existent tooth, and they said, good growth. Perfect. You're ready for an implant. But I get to spend money.
Cotton ain't spending money, is there?
Yep. I told him I was going to put it off for just a little while, a month or so. Get ahead. I've got a car payment that I didn't have before. I got to go talk with a hospital about my bill for my wife's surgery to see what we can do to pay that overtime. Nothing but IO type of stuff.
Oh, so off to work I go.
That's what I was thinking. Hey, it's the nature of living, you know?
Hey, nothing free in this world.
It costs money for them to bury you nowadays.
Had to yawn there for a minute. Today, ain't you? ZLX, KO4HKX, dilution. HKX, on the side monitoring.
Trick N4ZLK mobile.
How are you today?
Headed to my last pickup. After that, I'll be headed back to the building.
Out of my last stop, and I'm heading home now. Heading up the mountain to park the truck and then home.
That should be my day off, but I had a doctor's appointment, so he switched with me, so I'm going to take tomorrow off. So that's why it's even looking better tonight.
Knowing you got tomorrow off always makes things look better.
Called the family and they don't expect her to live long this week. I'm hoping they don't call me. I hope they just leave me alone.
I think you doubled with somebody there.
Bad location. I was pulling out. I'm kind of in a low spot.
I know you got real scratchy and didn't know what was going on there.
His mother's not doing well. I'm kind of half expecting him to call me and ask me to work tomorrow, but I'm hoping he doesn't.
Well, at least they give you the flexibility to swap with people when you need time off. That's good of them.
Pretty good about that. As long as somebody's available and there's somebody to run the route, they don't care as long as they know about it.
CLX is back. Just had a little call from the wife.
Figured it was something like that. And I was hoping you wasn't in an accident or nothing, though. Shane's joined us here, Mike.
Hey, thanks for moving our packages, dude.
Pleasure. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, I'm sure you've hauled a good many of mine over the years.
That's very possible. I know I've even delivered my own packages over the years, so go figure on that.
Man, I bet you'd be delivering a package and you'd see it coming from HRO and you'd be salivating.
I pulled those through the years to some hams around the... I've been all over Greenville when I was doing a regular package. So, there's a guy in Simpsonville, I delivered a lot to him.
In the days when you had to phone in your order, it was no internet thing. So you'd phone it in and then I'd spend the next week on the phone with him like, has it shipped? Has it shipped?
We weren't tracking ground packages. They had just started with next day air. They tracked those in the second day air, but we weren't doing ground. Come a long way. Go ahead, Patrick. N4ZLK.
For HKX. So when did they start tracking ground packages? How long has that been?
Somewhere in the 90s, mid to late 90s.
Okay, so that came in 96, 97 for everybody.
Because I don't have a clue how you would have tracked it before that. N60LX for the ID.
Where's that LKX?
I'll be around for a while, KO4HKX. I guess they done it with the internet, like you said, that Al Gore gave us.
Internet. Yeah, the, I have a feeling it was with the internet. I cannot remember ever tracking a package before the internet.
Before that internet ever come about.
You can track them. You can track a FedEx envelope, just like UPS, like you said, UPS with their next day air. But I think you had to call the operator. Maybe you could punch in the number. I don't remember now. Shoot. I'm lucky if I remember what I ate for breakfast.
I still had stores that you could go to and actually get stuff.
I'm at a local store here. It's, you know, just a little store owned by a lady selling bird seed, you know, anything for feeding and taking care of the birds in your backyard. She just is closing up shop because she just can't make ends meet. She said it's, you know, too many people buying all their stuff offline.
It affects my business too.
I'm trying to decrease the amount of stuff I buy online, but they, you know, go local. But man, sometimes, you know, I had to repair the refrigerator. Ice maker went out. I had to take it apart, figure out what was wrong with it, and I bought the entire part. It came out of Charlotte, and I had it in 2 days.
Where I live, we don't have near the availability of stuff like there is down here in Greenville without driving all the way down here.
And feet of snow to boot.
But it felt like it.
You got a couple, you got a good foot or two?
16 to 18 at the house.
I don't know, last week or so because of that. Because, you know, I shoveled the driveway. By the time I got around to it in the afternoon, it was slushy on the bottom, icy on towards the top of the hill. And I was just scared everything's going to freeze solid. Standing up, I could have just left it. But, man, and it was, I think we got a good 6-8 inches. So I was thinking, man, at least got a foot and a half.
It was still solid white this morning when I left. Other than where I scraped the driveway, that's it.
Colorado, and I left that white stuff behind.
Not too bad up around the house. You know, like this time, it's been there a week. If we don't get any more, it's not a big deal. It doesn't stop me from getting in and out. It might slow me down a little bit and make things aggravating, but I can go. I'm just set up for it. I've dealt with it my entire life. I'm from there, so I just don't think a whole lot about it anymore.
I'm minding my own business, my nose starts bleeding.
Cutting all that dry air. I'll let you take care of the KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side for a while.
Me too. N6CLX.
HKX, and I'll be on the side.